Welcome to Beautify.com series on cosmetic enhancement services. Today I'm speaking with Dr. Sheila Bond, the Medical Director of Body and Face Cosmetic and Plastic Specialists, located in Montclair, New Jersey. Dr. Bond is a board certified plastic surgeon who has more than 24 years of providing cosmetic and reconstructive services to help her patients achieve their restorative and cosmetic enhancement goals. Our topic for today's podcast is liposuction, a surgical cosmetic procedure that eliminates excess fat and shapes the body. For many of us who struggle to lose excess fat when diet and exercise are not enough, you are not alone. It comes as no surprise that liposuction is among the top 10 cosmetic procedures. Dr. Sheila Bond specializes in body contouring procedures, and she will help us understand the major principles of liposuction and how to safely achieve optimal results. Welcome, Dr. Bond.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for joining us. And I'm going to start back with a little research I did, and I was surprised that the origins of liposuction dates way back to 1974. Can you provide our audience with a brief history of liposuction and its evolution to becoming one of the most popular body contouring procedure today?
Well, in the early days, liposuction was performed, I think it was actually started by a dermatologist. It was an in-office procedure. The patient was awake. It was a very small area that was treated, but it was principally treated in a similar manner to the way it is treated today. A solution is first injected into the fat that causes the fat to expand, and then a cannula that has suction at the tip of it is used to remove the unwanted fat cells. Over the years, technology has enabled us to refine the type of solution that we inject now that also decreases excess bleeding. So that makes the procedure safer. We also have newer technologies in melting the fat that are using using ultrasound, using lasers. We have newer technologies of how the cannula moves itself through vibration, so it takes out the fat faster and more easily than doing it strictly manually. So we've had some advances in liposuction over the years.
Well, that's good news to hear. And I know there's particular types of liposuction that you described, ultrasonic being one. Is there one that you prefer and why?
It really depends. I don't think there's one that I prefer. It depends on what the patient needs. If I'm doing a patient who has a significant amount of fat, those patients I usually do under general anesthesia and I do them in the hospital. So their fluid intake and output can be carefully monitored. And I use a power-assisted liposuction machine that actually vibrates back and forth so that the fat comes out faster and with little or really very little blood loss. If a patient has skin laxity, stretch marks, then I like to use laser liposuction because that has an ability to tighten the skin, which is actually a kind of a longer process because at first you put the fluid in, you melt the fat with the laser, then you remove the fat with the liposuction, and then you tighten the skin with the laser. So it's a multi-step process.
Oh, I wasn't aware that you could do it while you were having liposuction. You could get your skin tightened. That really sounds like a good advancement. I've also been reading that high definition liposuction is all the rage. What is meant by high definition?
Well, high definition it's still liposuction, but it's more so of a contouring effect where you're taking it more out of some areas and maybe more superficially than other areas. So you can make a distinct line of difference between one part of the body and another part of the body.
Okay, now moving on to what areas of the body you can perform liposuction, I would imagine that the abdomen is a major procedure or part of the body that patients request. Is that correct? Or
Yes,
can you
that's
explain?
true because it's a stubborn area. When you are trying to lose weight, it's hard to tell where you're going to lose the weight from. And one of the areas of the body that seems to have a lot of fat cells is the stomach area. And when your body lays down fat cells, people are going to have more fat cells in some areas than others. And liposuction actually removes the fat cells. When you gain weight, it won't come back as much to that area. And so when people diet, it may not move as much from the stomach, and that's where liposuction can very much help that area.
So, did I understand you correctly to say that once the fat cells are eliminated, they don't come back?
No, they only increase in size as you gain weight. So say now instead of having, 400 individual fat cells in the stomach, you now have 300. So there aren't as many fat cells to each get some fat. So it doesn't look as large.
It's not the one size fit all panacea I was expecting. Oh my. So, in your experience, do you find that more women or men versus men undergo this procedure?
It's interesting. In my practice, I have more women than men, but I find that men are more so interested in their love handles and forming a six pack if possible. While women, it's usually if they've had a cesarean section, a C-section, they get that crease where the incision was made, and the fat just kind of sits right there. So that's usually where I operate on. The women is in the abdomen in the central area, while men, it's usually the love handles, and it can be the upper and the lower.
So, in our weight and body obsessed culture, can you talk a bit about who's a good candidate for liposuction and who should not undergo this procedure?
Well, so there's a couple of reasons not to undergo liposuction. Probably if you aren't healthy. If you're overweight and you need to lose weight first, they should probably get to their ideal weight or as best they can before undergoing any surgical procedure because you won't get the results that you're expecting. And there's a higher risk of complications. I think the people with what we say is kind of an unrealistic expectation that expect to go back to their 22-inch waist. That's usually not going to happen because once you have children or you've gotten older, the bones expand, everything broadens. It's not going to work that way. So I think you have to know what you expect. You have to be the right weight. You need to be healthy. You need to have good skin quality. I spoke about the laser, and there's ultrasound, there's other techniques that tighten the skin, but liposuction only tightens, I mean, lasers and other techniques only tighten the skin, but so much. So if you really do have a skin fold when you're standing up, you're going to have a fold when you're done. It'll be smaller, but it won't be gone. So then you're more of a candidate for an abdominoplasty or something that will actually remove the skin, which is the gold standard. The lasers or the vaser surgeries or the vaser liposuctions, that's not going to do it. I think that's about it.
Yeah, so you spend the time talking with your patients, examining them, and make sure that they're selecting the correct cosmetic procedure, be it liposuction or a tummy tuck, that will accomplish their goals. What happens if someone comes in with a very small amount of fat they want to take out? Are there other procedures that work that aren't surgical, like liposuction?
Yes, there are non-surgical procedures. I have the Sculpture, which is a non-invasive fat reduction device that actually heats up the fat to such a level that without burning the skin, but it heats up the fat cells so that the fat cells die and they kind of release the fat. The fat is then metabolized, the fat cells are metabolized and processed by our own body system. So it takes about 6 to 12 weeks to see your results. It's not immediate, but there's no downtime, no incisions, and the procedure takes about 20 minutes to an hour to do. The only thing about it is it's for those people that don't have a lot of fat because
Okay.
it removes about a quarter of an inch.
But to some, that's all they want, right?
That's correct, or all they need, so fine.
Exactly. So now moving on, you talked a bit about liposuction and the procedure, but I'm not sure the audience understands that it is a surgical procedure. Can you describe the liposuction operation, if you will?
Sure. So the first thing we do is identify the locations that where we want to remove fat and where we don't want to remove fat. And we do that with markings. I'm sure everybody has seen the markings we do in the circles that kind of show us where on the body we want to do the liposuction. If I'm doing it under local, you'll feel a pinch and then some burning, and that's the local medication to numb that area. Then I make a tiny incision. I put in what is kind of looks like a hollow tube with some holes in it, and that puts in the fluid, which we call tumescent fluid, that helps to numb the patient and decrease bleeding. Then I wait a 15 minutes or so for the fat to absorb this fluid, and it gets very puffy and kind of watery. And then I put in the suction cannula, which has again a hollow tube with about three holes at the tip. And I just suck out the yellow liquid, which is the fat and that fluid. Then when I'm done, I can close the incision or I can leave the incision open to drain, put foam on for compression, and then we put the patient in a compression garment, and that's how they go home.
Okay, so depending on the patient, I imagine the recovery is different. Is what's the typical recovery like?
So it depends on the areas that are being treated. It may take a weekend if the areas are small, or it might take a week. But generally, it doesn't take longer than a week to get to feel pretty much back to normal.
Well, that's good news. Well, kind of the last question I have is there a way to prevent any skin irregularities like dimpling or not achieving the contour you want in the patient?
Well, when you examine a patient for liposuction, they have to have enough fat. I know it's hard to believe, but you have to have approximately 2 inches of pinchable areas. And everybody grabs themselves and says, oh, this has to meet criteria. But when you're sitting down, you can always pinch what feels like 6 inches. But when you're standing up, which is how we don't treat people standing up, but we treat them laying flat. So you got to be able to grab 2 inches with you laying flat. And if you don't and you get too superficial, that's when you'll get some skin irregularities or dimpling. So you have to have enough fat, first of all. And then there's a technique that came out a couple of years ago. It's called the SAFE technique. It was described at one of our plastic surgery meetings. I can't remember the doctor who described it, but it's just adds a little bit to the procedure in terms of time. The step that after you've injected the fat, but before you start suctioning, you put in a cannula. It's a 5 millimeter basket cannula that goes with the power assisted liposuction machine. And you just brush that into the fat, and it breaks up some of the fibrous tissue. And then you do that again once you finish your liposuction, and that helps to smooth out any dimpling that may occur. It might be too technical, but that's
No,
what we do
it's
to
perfect
prevent it.
explanation. Yeah, I think the more informed prospective patients are, the better dialogue you can have and the choices they can make. I wanted to really thank you today for your insights and sharing your expertise on liposuction. If you would like to learn more about Dr. Sheila Bond and the services she offers, you can visit her website, bodyandfacenj.com. Thank you, Dr. Bond.
Oh, you're most welcome. Take care.